Hello, this is Jeff Buckles of the Two Roads to Two Destinies Ministries with you today. We're in Genesis chapter 23. We're looking at the person of Abraham and Isaac, or the persons of Abraham and Isaac. We're looking at the story where God tests Abraham, Isaac, who all the promises were made through. The promise of the seed, the promise of the inheritance, the promise of the future. And God says to Abraham, take him and offer him up for a burnt offering on the mountain that I tell you of. And Abraham immediately obeyed God. And he goes to this place and he shows himself to be a believer in the resurrection, as we discussed the last time we were together. When he said, I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He showed that he believed, even though he'd slay Isaac, God would raise him from the dead. And we discussed how that was the foundation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection. We believe in the God of the resurrection. Job, an Old Testament, possibly the oldest book in all the Word of God, believed in the resurrection. Though the worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Now, before we go any farther, I'd like to begin with a word of prayer here. Father, we just thank you that you are a God of the resurrection. You are a God not of the dead, but of the living, as our Lord has said. You're a God that brings life where there is no life. You're a God that raises those from the dead who were dead. You're a God who brings life to those who are dead in sins and trespasses. You're a God who borns us again, Father. We just thank you for that. We thank you, Father. Your precious gift of life in your Son, Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you teach us today through Abraham and Isaac in Jesus' name. Amen. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Now Isaac goes with the wood on his back. And he says to his father Abraham, my father, he says, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? You know that when Jesus Christ was going to die for our sins, he had the wood on his back also. John tells us that he, bearing his cross, was headed to the mount called Calvary. He was going to die for our sins. He never asked the question, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? But he bore his cross going up there. But what did Isaac and what did Abraham think at this time? Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 and 18. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 and 18. Bear with me a moment. Okay. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. What did Abraham think? What we had already discussed. In verse 19 of Hebrews chapter 11 it says, accounting, or putting to the account, to the count that God was able to raise up Isaac from the dead, where even God did receive him in a figure. What was Abraham thinking at this time? And we've already discussed it. He was thinking God will raise him from the dead. And Isaac asked the question, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went, both of them, up the mount together. Yes, it was a curious thing to Isaac that they were headed up to make a sacrifice when there was no lamb to sacrifice. They were going up here to make a burnt offering to God, and there was no lamb to offer. A natural question. In John 1:21, John says, John the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Here was a picture for us in the Old Testament. When Abraham said, "God will provide himself a lamb," it was fulfilled prophetically in Jesus Christ. This is a prophetic incident. It is a prophetic statement made by God of something that was going to come in the future. We see the Father offering up the Son. We see the Son going up to be offered. We see the Son carrying the wood as we saw the Son carrying the cross. We see the Son willingly laying down on that offering that altar, because there is no indication of resistance here. And if this boy was old enough to carry the wood, he was old enough to resist his old father in his old age. The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross willingly. He said, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." He said, if there's any way in all of creation that we can go around this, let's do it. Nevertheless, I'm going to do what you want me to do. Not only does Abraham say God will provide himself a lamb, not only did John the Baptist say, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world," but we read in 1 Peter, turn with me if you will, chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, that we are redeemed not with corruptible things, such as silver and gold. Let me turn to that. "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." He says that we are redeemed not by silver and gold, not by money, not by traditions, not by our manner of life, but we are redeemed, we are bought, we are purchased with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Here we see that lamb that Abraham was speaking of, that where it says God will provide himself a lamb. Now, I can't prove this statement, but I've heard it made by someone far more scholarly than myself, that when Abraham said God will provide himself a lamb, himself should be capitalized. God will provide himself a lamb. The emphasis on the word himself. And truly he did when Jesus Christ went to that cross and died for our sins. God himself was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Now they came to the place which God had told him of in verse 9. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Now, we've already discussed the many times that Abraham built the altars, that everywhere he would go, he would build an altar. He was a man who worshiped God. Notice here, though, he builds the altar, he lays the wood in order, he binds Isaac, his son, and he laid him on the altar upon the wood. the Masjid was going to be sacrificed and then burned. He was going to be the burnt offering. Everything was in order. Even the wood was laid in order. You know, when Jesus Christ went to the cross at Calvary, we read in the Old Testament that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, but God has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We read that he gave his face to those who would spit on it, to those who would smite it. They would pluck out the beard from his face. We read that they plowed my back in the Psalms. We read that he was going to be beaten. They were going to wag their heads, and he was going to be the song of the drunkards. All this came to pass. Everything was in order. Abraham laid the wood in order for the sacrifice. Everything that happened to Jesus Christ happened according to prophecy. Over and over again it says that it might be fulfilled, which was written. It was in order. It says that you have delivered him, and God has delivered him. He was delivered by the determinate foreknowledge of God. By the counsels of God, Jesus Christ was delivered up to be sacrificed for our sins. All of it was done, it says, in the fullness of time. God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem them that were under the law. You see, it was all in order. It was all in God's time. The same as Abraham laid this wood in order for the sacrifice Isaac. Everything was laid in order for the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for the sins of the world. Not 1 minute before time, not 1 minute after time, but at the exact second that he was supposed to give up the ghost, he did it. I believe that he did it exactly what he was supposed to do when he was supposed to do it. The time was ideal. It was in order. So Abraham now builds the altar, lays the wood in order, binds up Isaac his son, and lays him on the altar upon the wood. He's ready now to sacrifice his son Isaac. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Abraham now has raised his hand up. He has the knife in his hand, and he's about to slay his son Isaac. Well, we're out of time. Be with us next time we're together. This has been Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads of Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Join us tomorrow at 1 o'clock with the Two Roads.